The Beer with Friends podcast is pre-recorded in the D2R studios. Is it intended for an audience of 21 and older? Please drink responsibly and stay hydrated.
Oasis, right?
Scotch barrel, though.
Angel Share in a Scotch barrel?
Yeah, it was Scotch barrels instead of bourbon barrels is what they had.
What?
$8 a pour. It was well worth a 12-ounce pour for $8.
Speaking of decent value pours right now, actually Lucha has Bourbon County for 10 ounces for $8.75.
What?
Yeah.
We were talking last episode.
That's pretty good compared to most places. That's pretty damn cheap.
Last episode we were talking about how at Oasis they had Founders $5. Imperial Stout for $2.50 a pour. And Pumpkin for $2.50 a pour.
Oh, I still think the Central Water Bourbon Barrel Stout was $5 for.
That's what I had when I went. I had a $5 pour of that, and I had a $8 pour of Angel Share. And I'll double check, but I'm positive it was a Scotch barrel. And they're doing that right now as well, I think too. Oh, you know what else they had on tap? They had.
Are they too hard to frickin', or?
No, they had $7 pours of Chocolate Raid.
They didn't have Chocolate Raid.
$7 pours.
Where at?
At Oasis. Some stay dry while others feel the pain. Chocolate Raid.
They had Brewery Chocolate Raid on tap.
No. Of course they didn't. I just wanted to sing the song more.
Stop fucking with me.
Hey, it's his birthday. Don't throw shit
at
him.
I don't care. It's not his birthday today. It's his birthday tomorrow.
Well, they weren't. It is. It will be tomorrow. And they weren't. It was a bottle share of Chocolate Rain. We were outside by the where you put all the stickers on the electrical box.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You should be able to check in at that electrical box.
Well, you can. On sticker box.
We have to make our own location that says Oasis electrical box.
Yeah.
Something seems wrong.
Or sticker
this.
Center.
Yeah, you jackass.
You're the one that brought that glass.
Yeah, if you guys could at least let me fill the fucking thing before you dump 9 ounces.
I filled the cocksucker.
Oh, yeah, there's none left.
That's okay. This.
You want to take
this? No, no, I'm fine.
Welcome to the Beer with Friends podcast. I'm your host, the Beer Father, back for another fun-filled adventure in craft beer drinking. It is a very, very special episode of the Beer with Friends podcast. One of our very own is having a birthday tomorrow. That's right. It is the Beeb's birthday tomorrow.
Wrong one.
Oh, you booed his birthday!
It's a large crowd. That's why I have them both booing and applause. My bad.
Yeah,
I apologize.
No, it's probably correct.
Obviously, the Beeb is here.
I am.
And you get the first introduction today.
Nice. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
One penny.
It's too bad you can't do the Marilyn Monroe happy birthday. Oh, that'd have been epic.
We can't play happy birthday because then we have to pay for it.
Who do you have to pay?
Well,
God?
If someone reports it.
Honestly, if anybody's going to report us, it's going to be happy birthday people. So.
But who's happy birthday? Who owns Happy Birthday?
When we did my birthday one last year, we did the Rolling Stones versus of Happy Birthday, so we'll probably do that again. Or the Beatles, was it? The Beatles.
Play Marilyn Monroe.
Oh, boy.
Good audio quality.
Yeah, this is pretty horrible.
Like 50s or 60s or something?
50s. Maybe 61?
It had to be 60s, because Kennedy was born in 63.
Was that
she was shot in 63, if I remember correctly.
62.
We needed you here for the smoking gun.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. The best part was, he was fucking.
She's tone deaf.
She can sing okay, and she can be as tone deaf as she wants, smoking not.
Chuck. To the bee.
Happy birthday.
Gave you a tribute.
Yeah. Thank you.
Even well, I didn't get that. I got Stevie Wonder.
We're joined by the Beer Ninja,
Producer Ryan. The fuck out of it.
Mm. And back again, Wait. Doc Hops.
Who?
Doc Hops. Chad is here.
Hi.
Holy dog shit! Texas only steers and queers got my Texas private cowboy! Yes!
Finally.
We've been saving that one for you.
Fuck them horns, fuckers.
We let Chuck take a trip down the Beer Father's cellar and pick out some choice beers for
his birthday celebration. I don't
know, you've got quite the cellar yourself at this point.
Yeah, no kidding.
We go to my cellar for my birthday.
Exactly. So we started off with the GFY Coffee Stout from Spiteful Brewing Company.
Yes, I've not had this one.
So
I saw they also rebrewed and are going to be released this year, this week, maybe?
Yeah, and I actually have some breaking news on Spiteful.
Nice.
Is this like a segment? Or
It's a segment. It's kind of,
be,
segment,
kind of
please.
Be bruising the news a little bit here.
Do you want to get into it for this early?
Sure, why not? I knew it was going to happen eventually because we were going to be drinking this beer tonight. Spiteful has moved into a new facility.
Yes, there's another one, right?
Yes.
And they, you could be a shipping and receiving clerk if you'd like.
Oh, yeah, they're looking for people. So we've talked in the past about the very small, humble, the beginnings of Spiteful and what they've had to work with in the past. Right. And, you know, Spiteful has been the one holder on that they've been in the same spot and they've been working in very cramped and constricted area. They have actually moved into a new building and have expanded their areas. They're still not to the point where they have a tap room or anything like that, but they definitely have given themselves some more room. They're in the area,
don't they? Or
yeah, they're in the area of the new half acre location. They're in a location around a lot of other breweries in Chicago, so
which is smart.
It is because they can share experience. Share if something happens.
Yeah, and they can, and then they're just going to share customer.
They can
base.
Lean on each other.
Yeah, you know, I mean, why not share a customer base with someone who appreciates your beer and would like to have it as well as Half Acre? And
we are fully behind everything that this place does.
Yeah, they make good.
This is
beer.
Definitely a favorite of the Beer with Friends podcast by far. You guys are. Definitely crushing it.
Oh, God, yeah. Their IPAs are stellar at the moment as well.
Spiteful?
Yes.
Yeah. This is actually batch 207, so this is the little old. And one of the things that is special about this particular GFY coffee stout is brewed with Mexican coffee.
Nice.
So.
If I had one, I'm going to actually bring up a spiteful complaint.
Uh-oh.
Are you being spiteful? Shut the hell up.
No. It's more of a positive than a negative. Alley Time, which is one of my favorite pale ales, is a absolute bitch to get here in Rockford nowadays.
Yeah. We talked about that a couple weeks ago, with how we get bombers here, but we don't get any of the six-pack can series. So hopefully with
the
new...
four-packs?
Yeah, we get the four-packs. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. We get their 4-packs on occasion, but we do not get their everyday 6-pack can series between the IPA and the Alley Time. So hopefully with the expansion, that will help their distribution and we can get some of their everyday beers. Because if Alley Time were in the area, it would be up there, in my opinion, as an IPA or a pale ale. It's not an IPA, it's a pale ale. Next to Moon Man, as far as an everyday, I could drink everyday pale ale.
Oh, yeah.
It's definitely up there on that level.
It's freaking awesome.
It's up there with, Zombie Dust and Moon Man and Alley Time would probably be Pseudo Sue, yeah. Which has just moved to cans.
Yeah, 16-ounce or
16-ounce cans, 4-packs, yeah. They got rid of the bottle format. They were in
4-pack. Quit giving them 4-pack 12-ounces, yeah.
Yeah.
Give me some cans.
16-ounce can. That's my favorite format.
In bombers still. I did see that they're still in bombers, but...
I don't think so.
Not anymore.
King Sue, but not
No, if they brew... Actually, no, so...
In Iowa, they make bombers
still.
The
stuff that comes out of Iowa. Yeah.
The stuff from Florida, to me, pretty much tastes identical.
Honestly. Oh, no, absolutely. But my friend lives in Iowa, and he gets bombers of... pseudo soup.
And with pictures, we have friends obviously still there, and they take pictures of the piles of pseudo soup cans now and send it to us.
That's not you got to drink the crap out of piles of cans. Cans still go bad. You got to.
If I was there, I would solve that problem.
My wife and I would solve that.
Yeah, problem.
I would hope so. But after 3 months, I mean, you know, give me a new batch. I don't want.
Yeah,
the 60 cases that you had from before.
Yeah, I think that stuff still sells fast enough that it doesn't sit long enough. But as they keep producing it more and more volume, well, you know, and when they do that, though, they're going to go probably. I would imagine they're going to come to this area not that distant future.
I would hope so because
they're in Minnesota, they're in southern Wisconsin, actually all over Wisconsin now.
Yeah.
Illinois next.
Yeah, it's got to be right.
Chicagoland. Yeah, they're going to go after Chicago.
Yeah, it's got to be.
I mean, everyone freaking loves Sue.
Yeah, it's good stuff. I mean, there's no doubt. I mean, it's good stuff.
Delicious.
Yeah.
It's fast approaching, that's for sure.
It's amazing. My beer's all gone.
That's because you're drinking.
Because you got 1 ounce.
Shot glass.
Yeah, I know. This is smart for me to do this, but I hate it at the same time.
Yeah.
So let's get to the rating then.
4.5. I like this.
I gave it a 4. I mean, it probably could have gone 4 or 4.25. I mean, it's not a... It's almost more of a porter type of body to me, but it had nice flavor.
I gave it a 4.25.
I said it could have gone either way.
Yeah, I echo that. It's a 4.25. I like the coffee on this. It's faded a little bit because it is a little older. So older.
I wonder if it was
so
fresh,
it could be closer to a 4, but I'm going to give it the benefit of the doubt at the moment.
I'm rating it as a 4.25. I've never had it before, and it's fresh.
4.25 right. Overall.
That's fair. So what's next?
Excuse me. Sneezing.
I might as well get a head start.
It's all on Chuck.
Oh, this looks terrible.
We'll let you open it.
No, you got to peel the tab.
Oh, yeah. There's a little tab there.
How about I peel the tab?
It's all fancy, like.
It's a sticky monkey.
It's so fancy. I don't know the rest of the song. Something. Tokyo. Something about Tokyo, right?
Can I pop this? Can I pop this with the thing?
Yeah.
You should be able to, right? Yeah, I have a bar.
Perfect. The sound of progress.
Damn it. Still bent a little.
Yeah.
Oh, well. I don't collect them, so I don't really care, but... Ooh. That nose. That wonderful, beautiful nose.
Who the fuck said that?
If you've seen the Rudolph movie, you know what I'm doing.
Yes,
there.
I do.
That nose. My favorite line in the whole movie.
Yeah.
It's not like it's that nose. It's that nose.
Yeah.
That beautiful, wonderful nose. Love it. Absolutely love it.
I don't know, I like...
You should actually do that. Get that snippet, because that would actually really be good for this.
Every time he licks the pickaxe, it's all weird. And it always makes me laugh. He always goes... Exactly. Every time he's looking for silver and gold and shit, every time he licks the pickaxe, it's just...
Silver and gold!
It's just strange.
Silver and
gold. Silver and gold.
Chad, what are you pouring?
So sticky.
It's so sticky.
Uh-huh. Well, you guys aren't there yet. I'm going to get a head start, and then we'll talk about it. I mean, enjoy the beer you're on right now.
Gosh, this coffee beer.
My sneezing fit.
Oh, that nose. Oh, that shit's... Actually, it is kind of sticky. It really is
This is fairly new.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's this year's.
Mm-hmm.
It's definitely one that nobody in the room's had.
Did you get the 19, the anniversary?
Mm-hmm.
Of course you did. Fucker.
Sorry.
Actually got that one.
Sorry, not sorry.
That was an expensive beer, though. For me, $25 for a Bombers getting up there.
I didn't pay $25 for it.
Oh, what'd you pay for it?
It was like 18.
18, probably.
Where'd you get it?
I paid 18 for it. That's all I'm going to say.
Oh, you got the hookups. The volume you buy, yeah, I'd hope so. You should get the corporate discount, Christ almighty.
Yeah, he still pays $7 more than he should have.
Yeah, I think I got it at Woodman's, not even really. I was like, oh, I'll take one of those. And it was like, you know, $24.99. I'm like, holy shit, this better be good. Not that it's outrageous, but...
No, it's still expensive, though.
It's getting up there. Anything over 20, I start to...
I think I have a four-year vertical of the anniversaries now. I think I have 16, 17, 18, and 19 now.
So something I want to try... Do you have a parabola?
I do not have a parabola.
Yeah, I've never had that.
Well, oh, yeah, on tap. You might get it... Did they have it this year?
I've had it in the past, but I don't have any this year.
What's that?
No. Yeah, they've had it on tap.
No, they did last year. They, for sure. We had it, but did they have it this year? I don't know. Recall. Okay.
Nobody made it Chad made it to There Will Be Darkness.
Yeah.
You went.
The first night. They didn't have it
on tap. And Common Core Corey went.
Yeah.
But it was bad weather that weekend.
Oh, you mean this year?
That was the ice storm Friday night.
And you mean Friday night?
Friday night was the night of the ice storm.
Yeah, That Will Be Darkness. I was skidding around. I had a different party to go to that night.
I had a different party too.
But I did though on that. There Will Be Darkness. I did get to have one of my all-time favorite beers, 2013 Bourbon County Barley Wine.
Yeah.
So I did. I talked to Aaron, our buddy at our tallies.
Yeah.
So 13 Bourbon County Barley Wine was aged in the King Henry barrels. The newer 14 and 15 was aged in standard Bourbon County barrels. So that is why there is such a difference.
Okay.
He even agreed that there's a big difference. I'm not.
Well, I agree that there's a difference. There's no doubt about that. I did not realize that it was
sticky.
The King Henry's.
Holy cow.
But, I mean, I always was under the assumption that it was so always the Bourbon County. But
it's the King Henry.
So that was third use barrels then.
So good.
All Bourbon County barley wine is used Bourbon County barrels.
Right, but King Henry, if they were, then it's fourth use if they were a King Henry.
Yeah, that would be fourth use.
Soaking up all that love. I said the 13 Bourbon County Barley Wine is still, to me, it's one of those beers.
No, wait a minute. That's not right, because King Henry was in the rare barrels.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's what he said. It was leftover rare barrels. So it went to rare, to King Henry,
to
and
barley
then
wine.
Barley Wine. 13 Barley Wine.
Hmm.
I'm hoarding those bottles. That's one of the few beers I am truly hoarding because I've got three left.
I might have one, but I'm not
speaking sure. of our friend Aaron, that's another good Brews in the News topic. Go out and find a current copy of Mash Tun magazine. It's a free magazine available in the area. Approximately.
I have one. Is it the Spiteful one?
No, it's I'm not sure who's on the cover, but
there's a barrel on the cover. And there's
yeah. I guess it was Spiteful. Yeah.
In there.
There's a full-on article, an interview with our good friend Aaron, who is one of the few certified Cicerones in Northern Illinois. Hopefully we're going to be having him on the podcast soon to discuss his knowledge and the process in which it takes to become a certified Cicerone and drink some beers with him. Now that football season is over, he doesn't have an excuse not to be here.
No kidding, right?
That was part of his excuse for a while there. And then the impending wedding that he had going on.
Well, we have a game.
His wedding. He's married now, so. Yeah.
We have a game this weekend, but so his team's not.
No excuses at all.
Well, right. There is a game coming up this weekend, but his team is not involved.
Is he a Fudge Packer fan?
Oh, yes.
So his season's over.
Season is over.
Exactly.
Yes. As we speak, the New England Patriots are going to play the Arizona Cardinals.
Was that your guess?
No, that's what's happening. We already know.
Oh, you already... Okay, it's for the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
I don't see that.
So, Chuck's making a wild guess. Yeah. Or an educated guess, early. I should say.
He's making wild guess out of four teams.
Yeah.
I was...
pulling it out of
guess is just, it's just
I was
wild.
Thinking it was Denver
and
versus
New England's
Arizona.
Never made it to the Super Bowl before.
So, we got Denver versus Arizona and Patriots versus Arizona.
Yeah, Denver's not going
what do
to
you say?
Beat the Patriots.
Who's going to be
there? And Arizona's going to win the Super Bowl.
Ultimately, I believe that's the case. Correct. But you can never count the fucking Patriots out. I fucking hate them. And every year, who are we talking about in the freaking championship game? The freaking Patriots. They are always there.
They always find a way.
So, Patriots for sure. So, hey, you got Manning, his arm strength and my arm strength are pretty equivalent right now, really. I mean,
yeah.
It's pretty damn close. He has, obviously, the experience and the IQ and whatnot, but I mean, the dude couldn't hit your black curtain from here.
He can't go across the field. He can. He's.
Too close. Yeah. This is straight fire. Holy cow.
Yes.
I mean, it's fire.
This is also our Super Bowl episode.
Yeah.
This is a really, really good beer here.
Okay, let's just get predictions. Instead of guessing who's being there, who's winning, what do you just think of the 14?
Jesus. What the hell? Party foul.
That's
party
alcohol foul. Abuse. I am so
disappointed.
Stop it. It was not that big a spill. None is on my pants or on the floor.
It was maybe the size of a quarter. Maybe.
Yes, exactly. I was swirling my glass. I'm sorry.
So wait, what beer are we drinking here? Let me do the introduction.
You're doing a bit of boozing, have you?
Yeah, we're drinking.
You're going crazy,
Emma. Booze, you little pumpkin pie haircutted freak. Come on.
I always do this second.
We're drinking the Firestone.
Firestone.
Sticky Monkey.
Sticky Monkey.
The barrel aged quality.
That's probably what. Well, you had the volume down on me. You turned it up, though, didn't you?
I turned your gain up because you're so far back.
Yeah, you're sitting back. Okay. So this is the Barrel Age Quad.
No, I can
Sticky Monkey.
There you go.
It's very good.
This is the first time we've had this in the area that I'm aware of.
Is it the first Firestone beer on the podcast?
No. We've done the DBA.
We had the DBA.
Oh, yeah. With double barrels.
Well, this is the first really good Firestone beer.
For the GABF episode.
Yes.
That was a good beer, too. But this is another league better. I mean,
oh, yeah. They're barrel-aged.
You're getting one of the... So this is the first barrel-aged Firestone beer.
I believe
their barrel-aged beers are fantastic. They always are. Always.
Yes.
I have not had a bad...
I would have had... I know I've had Tsukaba. I think I've had something. Well, let me look.
Abacus?
Maybe. Maybe not.
But Abacus was... They changed the name of that, didn't they? That is Tsukaba, isn't it?
You guys know what an abacus is, right?
Yes, it's a math device.
Yeah, from like way back in the day.
That's still...
Well, it was called. It was originally called Abacus, and then somebody. It was one of those copyright infringements. Somebody else had already had the beer out there, so they took the word Abacus and reversed it, and so they called it Tsukaba.
Okay.
It's their bourbon barrel-aged barley wine. And it's delicious.
It is delicious. It's a good beer.
So, when you guys rate this beer, say who you think's winning the Super Bowl.
I give it a 4.5, and I think that's what the spread should be on Arizona winning the Super Bowl.
It is sticky. I mean, literally, it's like when it dries in the glass a little bit.
Anybody else?
I also give it a 4.5, and the NFC will be winning the Super Bowl.
You're just picking the NFC?
Yeah, we'll go with Arizona. I could see Carolina beating Arizona, but ultimately I think the NFC would win no matter what, but I believe it's Arizona. But at the same time...
First. I'm thinking still.
At the same time, you can never count them damn Pats out.
Yeah.
Those sons of bitches.
I'm going to go 4.5, and I'm going to go just because I think it's a safe bet, New England.
The red, white, and blue.
Yeah.
Go America. Yep.
It's not like I'm rooting for them. I think I would root for the Arizona Cardinals of the four teams that are remaining.
Yeah.
That's who I would root for. But, you know, and if they make it, I'll root for them. But it's a safe bet to go with New England.
Anymore, I'm not rooting for, I'm rooting against.
I really wanted to, like, You know, we do these a little bit of ahead of time, and it would have been nice to do it the week before and be able to say, you know, we're going to pit this team's local beers versus this team's local beers. We might still have time for that because we're going to get together in 2 weeks, so we'll know who the finals people are.
Yeah.
So we may do that in 2 weeks.
Sure.
But,
that would be a good idea.
Yeah.
I have a bunch of Arizona beers. I don't know enough to do it.
Tommy's not killing
it. We'll record it before the Super Bowl, but it will come out after the Super Bowl.
Correct.
So,
you know, fair enough. We may do that.
Those that were donated.
And get a victor just based on who has the better beer. So.
Okay, sure. So my turn to rate.
Yep.
Okay. I'm going to go with the storybook ending. Peyton Manning.
Yeah.
The Crip.
That wouldn't bother me.
It'd be great, you know, for a guy who
Swan song, because this will be, if he wins, that'll be the end of it.
And he has played on teams that I should despise, because all of my favorite teams are rivals of him, but... I don't.
This has got like him. This is, honestly has like just the right amount of burn.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What's the ABV on it?
12.5
It tastes like a 12.5 Actually, yeah. I don't say that very often, but it tastes.
Like Denver.
What? Denver. I'm going to say Denver.
Yeah.
Who else is Peyton Manning? Well, I just wanted to. Colts are not.
I don't watch football. I was a guess for me. I don't have a clue who.
Tennessee Volunteers.
Tennessee, okay.
Yeah.
So you're going Tennessee? Cool.
Yeah.
Weird. College team?
I don't think they're still
living. To lose to the Florida Gators because they always did.
Good luck.
Yeah, against Tim Tebow.
All right, so we got two Arizonas, one football Denver, Jesus. One New England.
He was a great
guy. One of us is going to win, right? Oh, wait. What's Carolina. Oh, Carolina. So if Carolina only takes the it favorite, off, yeah. We all shit
they're
our pants.
They're not the favorite, are they?
They're the one with the best record, technically.
Well, that doesn't mean it's
the
favorite.
I think they're the favorite.
Maybe. But
who, Carolina?
Yeah. But I think it's kind of balanced, though. Like, it's there's not like huge odds on any one team.
I wouldn't think so. I think the worst odds are probably on Denver. Although they have a good defense.
Yeah, but they have Peyton Manning.
Their
Arizona has a
struggling
better defense
right now.
And
I think that just that Arizona is just more balanced.
I think Arizona period. Has the best defense in the left of the
best
team.
Special teams.
I think they have the best defense too, but their backs. Yeah, they don't have Peanut Tillman rolling around back there for God's sakes.
Mm,
yeah.
all the ex Bears
yeah,
that
Denver
are playing
does.
For Carolina. And Jared Allen is out for the year.
Did you guys talk about the. Fantasy champion? Yeah.
Oh, podcast? We didn't. Yeah. The official Beer with Friends podcast fantasy football team champion.
Who's sitting to my
this.
Left? Oh,
yeah,
well, I'm the one not involved.
Yeah, yeah. We didn't have a Beer team, with Friends podcast.
Team Beaver went up against the Zombie Dust Growlers.
Yes. Not my.
And
not
that,
my
no,
team
not
Beaver.
That oh. Team Beaver.
My wife, again.
The Beer Mama
yeah,
is
beer
Team Mama.
Yeah, the Beer
Beaver.
Mama is.
What kills me
is. In her second year, proven to be somewhat of a maven at fantasy football here.
But not a maven enough to beat the Beer Father.
No.
Thank you very much.
Who
is the champion
who
is sitting
into
right in front of
the
here.
Playoffs.
No, no,
limped
no.
Into the playoffs.
No,
you're 7-6.
I got hot at the right time, baby.
You did, but you're lucky to get into the playoffs.
That's right.
If I had beat you in my head-to-head, I'd have been in the playoffs.
Here's the thing, though.
And I helped you because I beat him the week before.
I am the...
I won the consolation bracket.
I am the New York Giants of this,
yes,
this
yes,
group.
Yes, you are. Terrible
beat
team that
the
got
undefeated,
hot.
You know, Patriots. New England Patriots, yeah. Basically. Because at the time, Gina had so many Patriots on her team, she might as well have been the Patriots. So
that's smart. Draft him.
She only had one Patriot.
Wow. She had the most important Patriot on her team.
You know the reason I...
And a lot of Giants.
Yeah.
I might have had a chance of making the playoffs. What killed me is I had Kirk Cousins on my... I picked him up after I benched him. I didn't trust that he would keep putting up those numbers. Having him on my bench cost me 2 wins.
Yeah, that's not... So, yeah. And I agree with you, but he's proven to be a...
Here's the beauty
out,
of all this,
quarterback.
Ryan. Yeah, they all owe me beer. That was the bet. So a bomber six pack.
Yeah, that's what the winner gets. Up to
I'm going
to
give you a 30 pack of Bush Light.
Whatever.
Up to
$10 to $15 is what we always agreed on.
30 pack of Bush Light.
Yeah.
Well, when we do the beer, the Super Bowl episode, we should do whatever beers that they have to give you.
No, it's next year though.
They don't hand them over until the next
draft.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well then.
So we'll have them in the fall
draft day.
Yeah.
You guys will do an episode.
And there might be a spot open. In the group for Ryan to be part of the draft. Yeah.
Who'll be good?
Is it possible?
We'll talk about that later.
Would I really get in and set everything up the first week and never do it again and still place third?
we could call you Chad.
No.
At that point.
You will not be in the league.
That asshole?
No. No.
What'd you say? What'd you say?
I'm sorry. Weren't you the one that started Alshon Jeffrey all year long?
Yeah. Not all year,
no,
because it became
close.
The point. Well, after the third time that Alshon Jeffrey didn't play, let's be honest. After the third time that he didn't play, it was approximately 3 games in a row there, and then he sent you an angry text, and you replied angrily and said,
"I'm
busy,
all these angry messages."
I really was.
I understand that.
Being the commissioner,
he said
of the
you
league,
got 10 minutes on a
I got
Sunday.
All these messages saying. Why are all these people getting free wins against Chad because he's not paying attention to his
lineup?
Yeah,
he had three. There was a point in time where he had three players who were not playing.
No, I only had the one.
But where did you place overall?
No, you had some buy action going on in there, I'm telling you.
So, no, that was a year before.
See,
no,
my theory works. You set it up the first week, and you never look at it again, and you always come in the first top
7th out
three.
Of 12 teams, I think.
No, he won the consolation bracket. Yeah.
He was the winner of the loser's bracket.
6th. To 12th.
7th to 12th.
Well, when last time I did one of these, I didn't do shit, and I think it was third place.
So, what he is forgetting to mention is that I did the math on had I put Alshon Jeffery on my bench,
that's
the 2 weeks that he was hurt, that I had him starting,
yeah,
I would have still lost. People went off of me. And that's the second year in a row I've had the either top or second most points scored against me, most in the whole league.
That's fine, but it's still...
Oh, it's poor form, but I...
Yeah, do we have a drop of
what
a
I had
baby
going on
crying?
Because that
that's
time.
All I hear right now.
There you go. That works.
I mean...
My birthday, your fantasy football team sucks.
I think I beat you.
So, Chuck, how did you do overall this year in fantasy football?
I finished third, and I finished...
In our league, you finished third?
No.
I thought you were like 13th out of
12. No, in the Malcontent league, you had third?
I finished fourth in our league.
Did you?
Yeah.
It's not much better than me.
So you finished fourth, and Beer Mama finished...
Second.
Yeah.
I finished first in that league. First. I was in four leagues this year.
Oh, I finished third in both. I'll look.
What's crazy is he was in sixth place going into the playoffs.
I believe I finished third in both.
And won the league.
You just got
lucky
right at the end there.
Got hot.
I was smart.
Got lucky. Take it, though.
Look at it any way you want to. I won.
At the end of the season, I finished third in both leagues is what definitely
happened. So I was in four leagues, and I finished first, second, and third in four fantasy football leagues.
Wow, that's impressive.
So I got...
Were you playing against seven-year-olds?
Hey.
37. I am in a fun league where there's no money changing hands, but we do get a trophy. So I got first in that league. I got first in the Beer with Friends league, where I get my beer. I got second in my money league, which gave me cash money, $100 in that league.
Nice.
$50 in, $100 out, because I was not the division winner. So getting second place got me $100. And then my third place was the other beer league that I'm in, which got me no beer, but I did finish third. So,
that's
third out of 10 teams.
Third
that's
and
pretty
fifth.
Good out of all of those.
I finished fifth in our league.
That's not a lot better than me.
So, I had a chance to win the championship in our league.
But
I didn't, but I still had a chance to win the championship.
That's true. Man, I won the consolation championship.
Yes. Common Core Corey fared horrifically against the Beavers this year. I think he lost 6 games to the Beavers combined.
Common Core Corey,
yeah,
I love
he
it.
He did not beat us.
You know what the best thing about this beer that we're drinking still is? I have another bottle.
Nice. Are we about to open it right now?
No.
No.
As a matter of fact, Common Core Corey lost every game in the playoffs to the Beavers. The first round, the second round, and the I beat them twice in a row. and going into the playoffs, Gina beat them twice in a row, and we both beat them in the regular season before that, so that poor guy lost.
So where did the Common Core Corey come from?
Math. I believe.
I know. I believe. I know what Common Core math is.
Yeah.
He kissed my ass.
The school.
He's part of the school district, which is part of the Common Core, so he's Common Core Corey now.
I love it. Except for Common Core, because I fucking hate it. But I can't figure out my kid's homework.
Yeah.
He's Triple C. Common Core Corey.
Yeah. So I think it's the perfect nickname for him.
Yeah.
You know?
All right, Chuck, you need to switch it up. Try something new.
I need to try new beer.
Yeah. It's been long enough. People are like, All right, get back to the beer. Come on. Stay on target. I'm not even going
to hit this. Oh, fantasy football and...
It's entertaining.
Fantasy football in the playoffs is fun.
I just want to know why you think you'll have an extra spot for me.
In the Super Bowl.
Who are you kicking out?
No, well...
We have a guy that's probably not going to come back next year to the Beer with Friends.
Every year...
about Dennis like that.
I'm not. Yeah. Dennis isn't in that.
Oh, is it the one I would expect?
Yes. Okay. Yes.
So yeah.
We'll are we going to call it officially the Beer with Friends?
And there could be
it
two.
It is called the Beer with Friends.
There's always a couple.
Fantasy football
It was called that before we had the podcast.
Yeah.
I'll see a Family Feud in here.
That was our Saturday.
Oh my God, that was the funny part. Is okay. we had the beer league without, we had the fantasy football league without actually having the podcast. Because we had talked about having the podcast, but we'd all wanted to be in a league together, so it was like, yeah, we'll just start one and call it Beer with Friends.
Yeah. Can we and do, it was for it, beer. All
right, I'll do the football one, but we have to do a hockey one.
But we have to start at the beginning of the hockey season next year, and we have to have enough people to do it.
Well, we know now. We won. Yes. We have enough people that we think we can have it done.
I only join fantasy hockey leagues that don't have enough people in the middle of the season. I'm sorry. I can't go for this enough people at the beginning of the season bullshit. It's right. Just no.
Oh, you want to try this?
Yeah, I want to try it. This is my one and only bottle.
Good pick. So, back to the beer. We're talking a fruit beer from a fruit beer brewery.
A world famous fruit beer brewery. It is.
Let me think here. We live in the
Another
Midwest.
Beer from the cellar.
7.25%.
About 45 minutes away from the greatest.
It's gotta be Lena Brewing Company, right?
There you go.
No, it's
a brewery that was featured on this podcast 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, it's in Wisconsin. It's they
Trumpy
they
troll?
No, that they make 30 packs of Boxer.
Hmm.
They have a distillery across the street.
Stop it!
What?
This is New Glarus, folks.
Oh, New Glarus. I couldn't tell.
I thought it was Minhas.
Yeah. Oh.
And this is an R&D beer. This is the Wild Peach.
You can just go buy these on the shelf, right?
No. This is long gone. One time only.
Yeah, it smells full.
As is noted by the red label, or the red print on the label, R&D.
So good.
One time only.
R&D is what?
Research and development,
yeah. So this is a sour brown with peaches.
And it's fantastic.
And it's very sour, and it's very tasty.
And peach and tastic.
One of these days I would like them to...
I'm on my headphones in my little glass. Little glass.
And this is perfect for more brews in the news.
Sweet.
Do they get bought too?
Perfect
damn
time
it!
In the, no,
I don't need to play others.
Miller Lite.
No, you don't need to play.
They're going to be distributed worldwide.
So, just recently,
just Europe.
New Glarus released the info on
they did.
The 2016 R&D beers for the year
and the dates
and the dates. So they will coincide with festivals in the area
as they have in the past,
right? But they're only doing three this year.
I saw that. Yes.
So the first one will be in June. And it will coincide with Polka Fest and Beer, Bacon, and Cheese in the village of New Glarus. So the same weekend as that festival, they will have a R&D release. They're only doing two-day releases this year. So Friday, Saturday, that's it.
I missed that part.
They're only going to sell on Friday and Saturday only.
It's still two bottles, right?
Two bottles per person.
$10 cash preferred.
Yep, and scanning IDs. So there's no getting back in line anymore.
Nice.
Son of Eric. Well, hang on.
The second release will be during, it will coincide with Great Taste in the Midwest.
As always.
In August, the 12th and the 13th, Friday, Saturday. And then the last and final will be in September, which will coincide with New Glarus Oktoberfest.
Yeah.
So three R&D releases this year, three separate weekends to get your beer. Mark your calendars, take the time off from work, you know, go up and enjoy a decent afternoon of drinking amazing beers on tap and sharing beers with people.
Get a Bavarian pretzel the size of your freaking head.
Bring bottles to share and enjoy with other, speaking of pretzels.
Not the size of your head.
If you had a driver's license and a state ID, would those scan differently?
No.
Really?
I'm going to have a passport.
Has anybody tried it?
Passport?
No.
I have a passport.
I'm going to try it. I have both.
A passport.
What about student ID?
And I'll bring my passport.
Ryan had his first New Glarus experience this last great. Year. As an R&D experience.
Yeah. That was fun. I was glad we went up there and did that because it was cool. It was cool seeing the place. It was neat. I bought way too much New Glarus.
Yeah,
but
you always
it was
you know
it was cool getting that. You got to taste it. And
I
did we taste it? No,
no.
We just
no,
we
bought
tasted it.
No. Yeah, we tasted
couple days
other
later.
Other
other beers though.
Had, yeah.
I always leave with a case of beer at least plus some big bottles.
I left with a box.
You have to get four or six packs of something. Moon Man. You usually go during Oktoberfest, so I mean, I live with Moon. Staghorn always. Moon Man, Black
Top. What's your guys' favorite overall? Like
Moon Man.
Moon Man's your
without
favorite.
Question.
For the normal ones, yeah.
Well, just like in general, whatever. Like, not raspberry even something tart. You can get
Belgian
all the time.
Red.
Belgian Red.
Raspberry Tart.
I like the coffee style.
Still Moon Man for me.
Man, that thing is. That and the Totally Naked. That's it goes down. It's super light. It just goes down so easy. Like I could drink that.
I don't drink
in place of like a Miller Light.
Yeah, I don't either. Yeah,
I don't drink fucking Miller Light.
See, right, after Moon Man for me would be Serendipity. I like the blend of Serendipity better than Belgian Red and Raspberry Tart.
What's the other one? It's similar to.
And we split hairs when we're talking about the
fruit beers.
I mean, it's just they're so close.
Raspberry Tart and Belgian Red are both fives for me. I just have a preference for the two.
I give them both fives as well. Yeah. I mean, they're all four of them are pretty much fives. I mean,
right?
They're so delicious, for God's sake.
Moon Man's still by far my favorite
beer. Moon Man is a wonderful, wonderful beer. In date, that beer is absolutely over the moon.
Speaking of beers, man, this is like a sour.
Yeah.
I mean, the nose on it is a ridiculous peach.
Like, a lot of peach. Beautiful. Oh, I want them to have they made beautiful. A Flanders yet? With their brown? I'd like them to make a Flanders sometime.
Said this year that the first R&D that's going to be coming out, and it should be coming out right about now, February, is they're not R&D, but the Thumbprint. Thumbprint this year should be Old Bruin, which is a Flanders Red.
Basically, yeah, it is. Okay, right.
Standard Flanders Red. So.
You know what would be a good version of this? Mango.
Would it be too sweet,
mango.
Though?
No. You want the mango. Yeah, it's right there. For sure.
Like, who's nose on this is ridiculous.
You've got to go get it, because you're going to hear that a lot.
Yeah. Oh, I should have thought about that, because everybody talks about the nose.
Let me see what I can do. With the YouTube.
I'm torn between 4.75 and a 5, to be honest with you.
I really don't see. Here's the way I look at it. We've had other R&D beers in the past.
This is one of the better ones, though.
Yes. But is it better than Very, Very Sour Black?
No, it's not.
Okay, then that's your answer.
4.75.
4.75.
Make it 3.
Yeah.
Hang on. Start over, everybody. I was trying to look for that nose, which is.
We'll just write 4.75 three times.
Yeah, it's
for everybody.
Yeah.
It's fantastic. It's a great beer. It really
is. The taste
is
great, but the nose is amazing.
It is. It really is awesome.
I don't know, guys.
I could smell this beer all day long.
Yeah,
I think you guys are going to be very
disappointed.
No way!
Are you going to give it lower than a 4?
Ooh.
You're killing me here.
Killing me, Smalls. You're killing me.
That's right. Great movie. Let's finish.
Convince me. Because where I'm at right now, I can go up. I won't go down from where I'm at, but you can maybe sway me.
Are you 3.75?
Just to sway me. Convince me why this is. Because it's, I mean.
It's so dry on the finish, but it's so fruity on the smell.
I think what it is I don't like the sour part of it.
Well, that's what it is.
I like sour beers, though. Like, this one does not do anything for me.
Put your nose in the glass.
Oh, it is. It's wonderful.
And tell me it doesn't smell amazing.
It's like a fresh peach.
Like you could stick your nose in a peach and not smell that good.
Oh my God, it's a science.
That's a problem. I think you're all plugged up on this problem.
Smell this beer. I feel like I'm going to get boogers in it.
Well, get boogers in it all you want. Just as long as you smell the beer, it's fantastic. I think you're getting a bit skewed here.
That's one of the best noses I've smelled in a long time.
And it tastes.
Good. It does smell good the little bit that I can.
I can't
get.
Find that clip.
Neither can I. It's not on YouTube. Like, there's Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer songs, but there's not.
It tastes like a peach too. I mean, it is spot on, 100% peach. Not peach flavoring, just
I don't eat
perfect
peaches.
Fruit peach. Perfect.
Yeah, hit me. I'm perfect. Enjoying the shit of this. If you can't tell,
yeah, it's fantastic. It
typically,
really
the longer it takes me to drink a beer, the more I enjoy it.
Yeah, and this is easily it could easily be a 5. This beer, if you can trade for this beer, by all means, this is a traitor.
Anybody else have anything to up me?
Oh, it's
convinced me.
So good. It's so good. Good. I mean, just the...
It's good.
I'd hate to tear it down.
The smell.
I'm over a full point lower than where you guys are.
Where
right
you
right
at?
Now. I'm sitting at
this
a
is damn near
five.
Right this
now.
Is I could almost go really go five on this.
I'm just the only reason I didn't give it a five is because it's not as good as Very Sour Blackberry.
But yeah, so I tell you what, I'm gonna go five. Actually, I'm gonna do it. Oh, you know, no, I'm gonna do that because you know I'm the type of guy that it's always like, oh, this is a five. That's a five. I don't give any fucking fives. It's like there's like eight of them in my life, and I'm gonna do it for this one because it's worth it.
Yeah, it's a great beer.
I mean, I'm
sitting
there.
My thing. This is the reason I give it a 4.75. Taste is a 4.5. Smell is a 5. So it meets right in the middle. Yeah. That's the way I look at it.
I'm going a 5. I am going to do a 5.
Sour brown with Michigan peaches.
I love it. I mean,
it fermented.
It's amazing.
Oh, fermented and aged on oak.
No. And it is the one and only bottle that I ever got. Because I was not at the release.
And it's aged.
Somebody gave me the
for
bottle.
That, for the rare factor of it, then.
Well, and it's blended with
1.5 to 3 years.
Thank you, freaking All-Star, for giving me this bottle.
Oh, is this fantastic?
You know what? This is...
Sort of.
So good.
That's a 4.5 overall. Did I fuck it up that
way? No, that's why I went to the 5 to make sure you didn't.
Their description is absolutely perfect. It is 100% spot on. Complex, quenching, sour. And quenching is a great descriptor for this beer because it is absolutely, it is a quenching beer. There's no doubt about it.
I just want to leave it in my glass and smell it for hours on end.
You need beard oil that smells like this.
Yes.
Honestly, the next beer is...
Some peach beard oil.
The next beer lined up there actually I think is going to be a relative disappointment.
Yeah.
Honestly, I really think it will be.
Yeah, yes and no.
I mean, I've never had it, but...
Shut up.
You know, it's interesting.
You've never had a Miller Lite?
How far are we into this? We got
44 minutes.
Yeah, we're doing good.
46
minutes. I'm going to start talking about the KBS is the next one we have on the lineup. So what's interesting is, you know, people inevitably compare KBS to...
Wrong.
Bourbon County Stout.
I know.
Always.
It's not a good comparison.
It isn't, actually. But if you do that, you're going to be disappointed. But
you will.
KBS by itself...
is a very good beer.
Fantastic, actually. In fact, there's a lot of people that prefer that over Bourbon County.
They don't like the thickness of Bourbon County either.
Yeah.
Bourbon County is a much thicker mouthfeel than KBS is. KBS is a bit thin for some people, I feel like. I feel like that's where it lets people down. It's a little thin.
There's people that do back-to-backs that still prefer KBS because it has a better balance.
Yeah, sure. But...
so good.
KBS falls off sooner, in my opinion. How's that?
That nose.
I feel like... I know that KBS falls off a little bit sooner than Bourbon County does. You know what I mean? I don't like my Founders barrel-aged stuff much more than a year old, to be honest with you. I just... Well, that's my preference.
It's a strong coffee, too, though.
Yes, it is.
Well, it's a perfect time to bring up what's happening. I thought for sure Chuck would have picked the Goose Island, but we've done that before. So, something that's coming up in
disappointed.
You're disappointed. You get to try KBS though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I am excited about.
Yeah, that's partially why I did it. Yeah.
Goose Island Stout Fest is coming up.
Nice
at Goose Island Clybourne. Tickets go on sale February 15th.
How much are they?
They are $45 plus fees, so it's just under $50.
Okay.
The festival is actually on March 13th. So if you're looking for one of the best representations of all things stout, this is definitely a must-add festival to go to.
Do we know what ticket prices are?
Yeah, that's why I said
$45. $45.
Just under $50 with the fees.
And how, what does this run?
This is... a 3 to 4 hour festival at Goose Island Clybourne, the best of the best stouts out there.
Man, that sounds very, very
tempting.
Yeah.
It's on March 13th, so check your calendar. See if you're working or not on March 13th.
What day of the week is that?
I'm pretty sure it's a Saturday.
It's going to fuck me up. Oh, that's a day before fiance's birthday, too.
So it's in Chicago.
March 13th?
March 13th.
Verify your date.
It is March 13th.
That's a Sunday.
Oh, no, you're right. It did move to Sunday this year.
Yes.
Yes, it did.
Now I because, for sure have to send my fiance to Mexico for her birthday, and I am going to the festival.
One of the things that was brought up on the forums recently is that typically the day before this, the Saturday, the 12th, is when Darkness or Dark Lord Day tickets will go on sale. Right. And in the past, Stout Fest and Dark Lord Day tickets have happened on the same time. People have been at Stout Fest on their phones trying to buy Dark Lord Day tickets. And this year they moved Stout Fest to Sunday instead of Saturday.
That works great for me.
So, you
know. Now, are they going to have any Bourbon County
Stout? Oh, it's Stout Fest at Goose Island.
Okay. So we're going to get some good shit.
I, not only will you have
How
Bourbon County,
when are
I think you'll be
on
able
to sale
on February 15th.
Okay. Do they have any rarer beers there?
I would. There has not been a list put out at this point. I would assume that after tickets are sold, they will come out with some kind of a tapping list. They have in the past, but it's usually closer to the day of the festival, so you have to kind of go inside unseen. But just know that in the past, it has been an amazing festival of stout, all things stout. Period.
How do you buy these tickets online?
Brown paper tickets.
Brown paper tickets.
Yes, brownpapertickets.com is where you can find Stout Fest tickets.
Did you say Crash Tickets Fest?
Yeah, crashtickets.com is what the other name of it is called because Brown Paper Tickets crashes more than any other ticket buying website out there.
Yeah, maybe they fixed it in the past couple of years, but I'm not sure.
I doubt it.
I agree.
I want more Wild Peach.
I tried to
or
get
you can get to the point,
time on Brown Paper
or you
tickets.
Can get to the point where somebody might get, you know, 3 dozen extra, and you end up at
FOBAB.
FOBAB, you know, when you're not supposed to be there, eh, Chuck?
Mm-hmm.
So, is anybody else here interested in going to this?
Yeah,
it's on a Sunday, so I want to go.
I am, but I have to pick one event in March, and I think I'm going to pick Pucifer over Stoutfest.
Pucifer, yeah. Oh, the band.
Yeah.
Oh. Fuck that.
Dude, they're pretty
it's
fucking
Maynard,
good.
Dude. I've never seen Maynard live in concert.
And they're good.
So,
yeah. I mean,
me and Chuck, I think, have decided we're going to see Pucifer.
I got a pass to get into that for free.
Whoa.
I could probably bring somebody with me. I don't know how you're getting to the floor necessarily if you get asked for a ticket at some point. You fucked. But
Let me put it this way.
You guys say you lost it in the pit.
No, there's no pit at the corner.
Let's just be honest, Ryan.
There's
your
tiny little pit.
If you
there.
Go to Stoutfest, you're not going by yourself. You're buying a pair of tickets, so somebody's going to end up going with you.
I don't know who, though.
You're not going to drive in and go by yourself, though.
I will if I'm the only one that wants to.
Somebody will end up going with you.
I said I'd go, bro. I don't know.
See?
March 13th? Let me look at my calendar.
I mean, it's a Sunday.
Can make it work.
Yeah, me and Jimmy should make that work, too.
I'm going to go on that day, though, February,
we'll
whatever day.
We'll see.
My wife will probably want to go, too.
It'll all depend on whether my wife
gets
a job between now and then.
I mean, if I had a favorite brewery at this point, it's Goose Island.
Wow. Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just because...
For Stout Fest,
it's
an okay favorite
at this
for Stout
point
Fest.
In Goose Island.
He's never been to Clybourne. Have you been to Goose Island Clybourne before?
I have.
It's awesome.
No, I know.
So, no, actually, this is a great question.
I've only been to Regal.
I was there on my birthday.
No, what is your favorite brewery? If you had to pick one, I mean, bar none.
Yeah.
To drink top from bottom?
Hang on a second.
Doesn't matter.
Different points of times in my life, I can name the breweries. I can't tell you right now. I can tell you 100% Three Floyds was it at a point in time.
Sorry.
Jesus Christ, I'm deaf.
Bevo.
Wasn't that loud, was it?
It was, for me, it was. My headphone's pretty loud.
It was... Oh, man. That's tough.
If you had to pick one favorite. I mean,
Surly was at a point in time in my life. Three Floyds was at a point in time in my life. Bell's was at a point in time.
If you had to pick one, just name it. I'm just curious.
I can't. Not that fast.
No.
Enough Rush River, you know what I mean? I haven't had enough. Yeah.
Well, you got to the end of the song. So.
Yeah.
about 10 seconds.
I haven't hit.
It is hard to do that. I mean, all honesty, right? Yeah. I mean, if I had to pick one, is the most well-rounded overall. I mean, Pipeworks. Yeah. And, you know, I don't love their. Yeah. I don't love the Abduction series. Actually, I don't love the Abduction, but their barrel aged stouts are freaking amazing.
Yeah, it would be hard.
Every Abduction's good.
And you know the fun thing about Pipeworks. They do some different stuff, right?
I mean, we can all be friends. I'd have to throw the breweries, you know. So
I'd have to throw Spiteful in that mix.
Spiteful.
That's what I was gonna say. That's my number two.
Colorado, freaking, you know,
Goose Island, Spiteful, and I'm not sure what my third would be. But
and you know who the dark horse in my life is, and we haven't had a lot on the show, but
dark horse I've had
is no Cigar City out of Tampa.
Yeah.
But what are they? I mean, okay.
Hunapu,
High Lie.
See, I'd go there with Odell's.
Big Scotch.
Mercenary alone puts them in my top 10. But
there's a bunch. St. Lupulin is amazing, too.
Why did you have to give us such a bad question?
Yeah, it's a terrible question.
I know, but it made you think a little, didn't it?
Of course it does. There's
the point.
Answer.
There's no good answer, right? I mean, for stouts.
There's no good answer. If I had to pick local.
It's a greatly well rounded brewery. Let's go with New Glarus then.
Yeah.
Except they don't have the big beers as much.
I mean,
if you're talking bourbon barrel aged stout, fuck no.
I'm asking the fucking questions here, Private. Do you understand?
The more of those you
I
have.
I would pick Pipeworks probably then, unfortunately. Because I could have.
Is that your number one?
I mean, it hurts me because it used to be Three Floyds.
Yeah.
But as far as all around rounded beers, and the fact that they do so many experimental brews at this point,
yeah.
I think the safe bet would be Pipeworks because I could count on them to make different things. You know,
what's the new one that just came?
The
out?
New one that is coming soon is they're doing
the cans.
No, they're doing a Citra session.
Ooh,
yeah, good. It's in cans,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, baby.
No, that was tap. That was keg only.
It's keg only right now, but they're going to eventually put it in cans. Yeah.
Yes.
It's going to be their session. It's
going
to be their
session
pale ale.
I mean, Lizard King?
It's a fantastic
fucking
beer.
Lizard King?
I got, it's funny because
fucking
I.
Fucking Lizard King?
Did you say that? And I got in a, not in an argument, but me and the wife are a little buzzed at
like,
our
honestly,
colleagues.
It's like 95 to 92 between Pipeworks and Spiteful at this moment. Because, like, I could take Messenger and all the Pigeon Porters and the Malevolent series.
Alley
especially
time.
The Cali. Yeah, Alley Time, the Caliente.
Just had a.
The belligerent, the belligerent IPA. Bob Barley wine. Yeah. I mean,
what was the IPA?
I love Spiteful too. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah, they're
fantastic. Yeah, you know, I think it's just that we haven't gotten the cans at our tailies lately, which is what is
we got some not too long ago. But
I haven't had LA Time in so long.
No, me and my wife are over. You know,
it's like, oh yeah, go back to your story.
Yeah, me and Beer Mama, after going to RKFD and got a nice little buzz on, are debating on which freaking can to buy between.
Drinks
between Lizard
King. He needs to clear that.
We're debating between Lizard King and Ninja vs. Unicorn 4 packs on which to which to buy. I'm on the side of Lizard King. She's on like Ninja vs. Unicorn side. We end up with Ninja vs. Unicorn, but it's ridiculous that we get to argue about which 4 pack we want to drink on a Sunday during football.
For me, it's a no brainer though, because I don't like Centennial hops that much. MVU has Centennial. It does a good job of hiding it for me, but it's a. Hold on. I can't do two things at once right now.
You can.
Wait. Which one that
one? You can do it.
KBS.
I'm good, actually. His birthday.
I want to try this Lake
Street. It's a birthday boy.
I want to try this Lake Street Express Pale Ale from 18th as well, in cans.
Oh, the smell of this is ridiculous. We went from an amazing all-on, like full-on peach beer... to this.
Yeah, it's nice.
When Ryan figures out what the hell he's doing and gets a chance to drink this beer.
It's got such a nice... It's got the coffee is very nice.
Yeah, it is.
It's... Yeah.
I say it's thinner than Bourbon County?
It is, but it's got a nice coffee.
It's not a bad thing, actually. It really isn't. People just... unfortunately...
Different.
It's totally different.
Mm-hmm. They're not comparable beers. They really aren't.
For those that... haven't been clued in. We're drinking KBS at this point.
Kentucky.
Yes. Not anymore.
Breakfast. Well, actually, is it Kentucky? I'm assuming it's Kentucky Breakfast.
Yeah, it used to be, but they can't.
But then there's KBBS from Toppling.
Yeah, but they can't do Kentucky Breakfast Stout anymore. They used to have Kentucky Breakfast Stout on the labels.
Oh, it's just KBS only.
Yes. And they used to have, like, won't cure what ails you, doesn't mm-hmm. cure this, doesn't cure that, you know, all this stuff that it doesn't cure. You know, like old, you know, the label's like an old snake oil swindler, you know, it's like a snake oil dealer. You know what this label always reminds me of? The Viper at Great America.
Yeah.
At Six Flags. It reminds me of going on a wooden roller coaster
that is
made to look old, but is not old. And then the whole time you're going up to the roller coaster is just a bunch of snake oil stuff to sell.
This is the other half of a beer that has amazing nose.
Yeah, it does.
This beer was lauded and reveled for a very long, long time. This beer was on the top of everyone's list.
It should be still, really.
You get vanilla, you get caramel, you get chocolate.
2005, 2006, this beer is almost mythic. And I'm not exaggerating in saying that. I mean, it's number one on rate beer. I mean, this beer is...
Back then, yeah.
You get the bourbon burn.
It's so good.
I'm still smelling it, Ryan. That's how good this beer smells.
There's a lot of vanilla, you're right.
You haven't tasted it either?
You must get that from the oak.
I've had it many, many times. Unfortunately, you have not.
Yeah. So I'm the only one that hasn't had this, right?
It's still very boozy. I like that.
Yeah.
Boozy?
Mm-hmm.
It is. It's not a Bourbon
County. It's not quite a year old, but it smells, I mean, it's boozy. Still...
Yeah.
It's not Bourbon County, though. You're going to expect Bourbon County. It is not Bourbon County.
I'm
just telling you, it's not Bourbon County. It's,
what
it's,
was the one in the last episode where I thought it had that scent? What was it? The Imperial Stout, the 2013.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. It was just an Imperial Stout without being barrel aged. Yeah. Yeah,
and I can see the similarity in scent on this one too.
Hmm. What are they making?
Hunter chili.
I've never had anything.
So officially, the beer father. Do you want me to tell you what I give this beer? Do you want to
let me enjoy it for a minute? I don't know if you have anything else to talk about, but
this is
really good. Off my first sip, it's fucking so smooth.
Mm-hmm. My suggestion after drinking this beer was
they should sell bigger bottles.
The Grand Guggenheim Act 3 by Pipeworks.
I have that.
The Abyss 2015. And here's the weird one, Murphy's Irish Stout.
What?
You have cans of that aged in your... You had cans.
2010s.
Yes, you had a case of cans aging in your basement. I think it got to the point where they were rusting, let's say.
Stop it.
Yeah, I feel like there was some seepage and a little bit of rustage.
I got a sad story to go with that. Your whole rust thing.
Rustage.
If you got more to say, say it.
No, right. I don't. It was funny.
So real quick, the streak is over.
Uh-oh. No! Yeah, I heard they were playing sloppy.
Black
they
lost 2-1.
Yeah.
They did
February... What was the date they lost 2-1?
4th. January.
February...
Blackhawks.
4th.
5th is your birthday?
Yeah, today's the 4th.
Yeah, today is February 4th.
The streak ends at 12, so... Yeah.
That's a good streak. Okay, yeah. So...
Anyway.
Oh, man, I'm so sad. Yeah. The mystery is gone.
Yeah, it's been gone for a long time. Yeah.
It's okay. Yeah. They're still doing really well.
Yeah.
I mean...
They're in first place.
They're going to be a contender for that Stanley
Cup always
again,
are.
You know?
Yeah.
Last few years, I mean, can you remember the time when they were, like, always out of it and it was just so fucking frustrating?
Yes. And Sonin? Now, oh my God!
What the problem is? Everybody that's a Blackhawk fan is getting spoiled, and eventually this shit's gonna stop. Eventually they're gonna have another
5 years of. I mean, when you know, as long as Kane and Taves.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. Ever since they signed they got that deal with the Ice Hogs. They had about 5-6 or so years.
Well, this is technically the last year of the 10-year agreement. And
right, and now...
Have they re-signed?
I think they're going to. I think
they haven't yet, though.
Well, they never do. They don't ever fucking do it right off the bat.
Yeah,
they always wait
till
the last minute, and then there's a big announcement.
Yeah,
you know
why
what
would
I mean?
They?
I haven't
but
heard
it only behooves
any
them.
Rumors that there's any question. And I would be one of the first...
Where else would they go?
Well, that's the thing.
Yeah, they're in the perfect situation being so
proximity.
Close.
Proximity. And plus, you gain.
You need a guy to come up to the team. He's
an
90 minutes
away.
Yeah. 90 minutes drive away.
Yeah. And you can lock in 150,000 fans.
Yeah.
Why not?
You know what? You know what's bullshit, and this might be inside, whatever, but.
The bullshit you just said.
The Chicago Wolves have a block on ISOG's advertising up to a certain point along 90 there. So, like, they can't even
advertise.
They're
still bitter because they wanted to be the farm club for the Blackhawks.
They're too close, though. That's almost too close.
It is too close.
It is, but it isn't.
Because then they could have games on the same night, and they're literally competing to draw fans from each other. Rockford's just far enough away to make it make sense, but. It's bullshit that the Wolves can have that block on that. How the fuck can you say you can't do this? This fuck off. You know, like it's
well
a rant,
for a long time the Wolves were the team that would sign every AHL star that was never going to make the NHL just
the
to
Wolves
win championships.
Won, the Wolves went to the championships. I mean, they didn't win them all, but they went to the championships.
Not lately,
but look
in
at
the
record right now.
Well, 7 years.
IceHogs are killing them.
They suck.
They do
well,
suck.
They do, but there was 7-8 years there where they
that's because they finally have an affiliate to which they have to well, answer.
They had
to.
An affiliate back then. It was the Atlanta Thrashers.
Yeah
but the Thrashers didn't care.
And because they were getting all
but
the good
who has
players.
Better beer?
Yeah. Did they not have... Were they
better beer? Well, I don't know.
They have Sweetwater down in Atlanta.
Yeah.
I'm talking about Thrash, no. the Chicago Wolves versus the...
I don't know. The BMO's got Bells and what's the other one
they
got?
A good one.
They're getting better, honestly. I don't know what they got.
Bent River.
Yeah.
They always have Bent River on tap there.
Yeah.
Okay, so what I was going to say, the tragedy that happened. So I have a fridge that...
You lost a cake at Jingle Java?
No. I thought the fridge... I have a fridge... it was like, I thought it was broken, you know, I had, the fridge part was like cellar coldness, and the freezer part was refrigerator cold. So I had plans to get rid of it, unplugged it, kind of moved it, brought the one from my garage in, and I decided, oh, fuck it, until I get it out, I'll plug the other one in anyways. Everything went back to normal. However, I didn't realize this,
you had beer in the
freezer. I was storing beer in the freezer,
yeah.
And I discovered a bunch of my beer cracked.
Aww.
Beer frozen, and it's like, but like the bottle sitting like cracked, but like, so I lost a small portion of beer. Luckily, I didn't have anything too, like, oh, I gotta try this. I didn't put nothing
that
I really
wanted.
Did you
lose any Bourbon County?
No.
Oh. No cellar worth
of beer. I don't keep that in the fridge.
No, you shouldn't.
Specifically, I keep that in a dark place in the, in
except
a corner.
For those. Those are in a pumpkin 4-pack.
Those were for a person that didn't show up tonight.
Yeah.
Did you have any pumpkin in the 12-ounce bottle? Anybody?
Yeah.
I did not.
We had some on here.
Yeah. We used.
I think I might still have some up there if you want some. I can give it.
I don't know if I have any left or not. But
I don't know anybody that wants it at this point.
Why are those different heights?
They're not.
They're not. They're just, it's an optic illusion.
It was not optical.
Well, one's an 11-ounce, one's a 12-ounce, and one's
it's
a
16-ounce. It's the way that they're. It's the way the 16.9s are sitting in a 12-ounce carrier.
Gotcha.
I mean, we can open one.
Thank
you. Be my first. I haven't opened one since I bought all these. I haven't opened any of my Bourbon County. You know what? I'm feeling good tonight. Let's open the one in the box.
A box?
A whole
How about a bottle?
Case?
Yeah.
No.
The one in the box.
No.
Wow, you guys just... Beer blocked me.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. I wouldn't have let it happen.
Chuck sniffed it for a couple of minutes last night when he was picking out his beers.
Do you want to sniff mine?
The rare box smells fantastic.
It's awesome. Huh? Yeah.
Have you not smelled it? Oh, open it. Seriously.
Go over there. You got to smell it before you leave.
It is scented.
Pull it out
on
and
purpose.
Have him smell it. Pull it out. Have him smell it.
Well, I'm going to give you my rating so I can go up and pee.
All right, we got
4.75.
4.75 and 2.5s.
Yep. It's a 5.
It's a 5.
It probably is a 5.
Oh, wait.
I just want my traditional rating.
I did too. I've always given it a 5.
Me too.
I do.
There was 1 year I didn't give it a 5 because it was thin. And it wasn't this year.
Yeah, right.
The year before.
Yeah.
I still say I like the barrel-aged Jones Dog more, plus Bourbon County more than this.
Yeah, the Jones Dog's really good.
I don't like it more. I like it differently. It's not that I like them more.
Yeah, but the more I have it, the more I like it, actually. Because I'm not comparing it to Bourbon County anymore at all.
No, no, nor should you.
So much more coffee. But I still say for a coffee stout, Bourbon County coffee is still a better beer than KBS.
This year, I'm going to say KBS is better.
This year's probably. Last year's, fuck no.
I'll agree with you. I will agree with you there. But this year's KBS is better coffee than... Bourbon County was very good. The coffee just wasn't a bitter, biting, pronounced coffee. You know what I mean? It just wasn't... It was a good coffee, but it was a bit subtle. There was no sour notes or tones or anything. There was no infected tones whatsoever in the beer. I know what that tastes like by now. You know what I mean? I know, even when a beer is subtly infected, for God's sakes. In a beer like that, would have upset me. It really would have. And I don't. That was the second beer of the second beer of the day. Not like I was drunk. I had a coffee with Bailey's. I had a normal Bourbon County 12-ounce bottle split with my wife, and then we split a coffee. So it's not like I was in the bag at that point in time, and it's 5 in the, you know, 5 in the afternoon or something like that, but it was 11 in the morning on Christmas, and it was good. There's no doubt about it. It was a fantastic beer, but I think I'm going to say this is better.
I would agree. Compared to the coffee I had, was really good. If I go that way, then I have to give this a 5 in the Bourbon County this year. Bourbon County coffee, a 4.75.
Yeah, and I think I gave it a 4.75 as well. But
high five!
Very nice high five. Yeah. I'll wait for Eric to give my rating.
And we'll let Chad smell the. I'm on my way to get the.
Let's see. I'll try and talk amongst myself, I guess.
Yeah, no, I'm right here. I think you can probably.
Yeah,
hear me.
We can hear you. Finger on the head. Middle fingers. Sniff.
Yeah, it's good.
Still smell good.
They're solid, actually.
Yeah, sticker seal at the top, which is very nice. You don't lose that seal on it or whatnot. But yeah, it's.
No.
Now, Eric broke down the... How much was this box? $8?
Yes.
Yeah, so I think it was $7.99, to be honest with you.
No, have you seen the breakdown?
Yeah.
Where they showed what the raw materials and the cost of the beer and everything.
The most expensive component of the
beer. Expensive component of Bourbon County Rare was the box itself. It cost them $8.
But you had to have... Now, there are staples. Staples from a staple gun. So you had to have a human... You know what I mean? You had to have a human.
And they had to use staves from an actual...
Staples. And
it's a badass box.
It's handmade.
Once we drink the beer, we could probably put the empty bottle back in the box and sell the box.
And the empty bottle for $20.
I could make some of my money back on that.
Oh, yeah, I wouldn't, but yes.
No, I'm not going to. That's something I keep.
I would buy that box.
My first big thing.
You could buy that box and totally repurpose it into something awesome.
Yeah.
No doubt.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, even if you cut it up.
Chad, what did you think of the smell of that box? Just alone on the box.
It's good.
What would you rate it?
It smells awesome.
I give it a 4.25. Eric's in the cellar with the cinnamon.
Have somebody that's stained wood before? It smells like stained wood.
It's got more than just stained wood in it, though. It smells like alcohol.
Polyurethane, and it has its own unique alcoholic kind of smell.
Do you guys want my rating?
Sure.
So it's a 5.
It's a 5, which means
it rounds up to a 5.
We got our 5.
Yay, we got a 5.
I'm not part of it, though. They have a 4.75.
No, you count. Because the average counts.
Oh, wait. And on top of that, I think I got a pad down there. I'll let the thing play out.
Badgers? We don't need no stinking badgers!
Another 5.
Okay, but that's okay.
Shut up, Chad. Oh, wait, what? Shut up.
How about some of that track 4?
Yeah, Chuck, crack that 8. Last beer.
Track 6?
8.
18?
Track 8.
84?
So, Beer Father, track 6, track 8, track 10, is it just different years of the beer? Or is
no, there's different...
No, it's your birthday. No. Come on, birthday.
I'm asking the fucking questions here.
Different ingredients.
Yeah,
they.
It's like a CD list.
Yeah,
that's what the tracks mean.
Yeah, 10 was what, Bad Out of Hell or no?
It's Ozzy? Almost like a CD
that's
list.
Angus.
So each one has kind of a rock and roll theme to the label, And it's almost like, rather than saying what the name of the song is, it was track one, track two, track three.
Yes, and they have names. If you look at the tracks, I think track 10 had a bat out. Was it Ozzy?
Track 10 was like Bat Out of Hell.
Or was it, Meatloaf? I can't remember.
We drank that in June.
This is Number of the Beast.
July, wasn't it? Or was it late June?
Late June, yeah. Late June, early July.
Where the cases of
pseudo-sue fell on our lap.
So this is
four cases, if I remember correctly.
I bought two, and before we knew it, it multiplied to four.
Track 10 was Bat Out of Hell. This is Number of the Beast. Track 8, Number of the Beast. 666.
Whoa.
So here's the question.
Wow. You're the devil.
It's a quad.
This is going to be the Easter egg on this label. This is a challenge to our listeners. What is the square root of 443,556?
Hang on.
This is a spicy monster.
Repeat it one more time for those of us that didn't have a pen.
The square root of 443,556.
I'm sorry, say it again.
443,556, damn it.
I don't even know what that means.
So it's the square root. It's in the label. Is the guy's doing a math equation. And it says 443,556, the square root of.
Oh, so I need to get rid of the fucking spaces.
Yeah. Sure, because those...
I was trying to read it so people could write the actual numbers.
I can guess what it is.
443,556.
My guess would be 666 because that's the number of the beast, which is the name of the song.
You're the devil.
So that's the challenge for our listeners. If you can tell us what the square root of 443,556 is, we will send you some swag. I do not have any more track to send out.
I got some arrogant bastard that has a giant fucking devil.
No, we will send you some Beer with Friends stickers and shout your email, Twitter, Instagram account, whatever you answer with, out. We will mention you on the podcast and give you some love, for sure.
Whoa.
Yeah, exactly.
So, Me, Myself, and Irene. You've seen that movie, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Whoa. Great movie.
Yeah,
whoa. Here's the... Parked it for you.
Oh God, Hank. Oh God.
Yeah.
You could actually watch that movie and you could take some great audio clips out of that.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I remember that being a funny movie. I don't remember the whoa though.
What are you looking at?
Yeah. Whoa.
Oh, that's it.
Oh man.
Whoa.
It's been
like the part where he's by the car and he slides off of it.
Forget that part. What about the part where he wakes up as himself and he talks about that. How he goes, why does it feel like I've been having sex all night?
And then he pisses and it goes straight up. Yeah. And this way and that way.
In his poor,
what was your little friend? Who? What were you doing with that?
In his butt hurts.
That was for you.
Oh, yeah. That's a great.
There's a strap on over there.
Yep.
I like to meet the music they play where they drop the bass on it.
So number one was Running with the Devil. Number two, Stairway to Heaven.
Here's
the tracks right here.
Number three is Hell's Bells. Number four, Sympathy for the Devil. Number five, Shout at the Devil. Oh, number six is Highway to Hell. I said that. Number seven is Devil Inside. Number
eight, Skip It, because there's a contest out there. Yeah. We'll talk about it after the fact.
Nine, Knocking on Heaven's Door. 10, Bat Out of Hell.
See, Bat Out of Hell.
11, The Devil Went Down to Georgia.
It did have a Meatloaf logo to it, too.
Yes. 12, Heaven and Hell. 13, Message in a Bottle.
Jim Croce.
And what's the list?
Why am I peeing like I was up all night having sex?
No, I had number 10, but I had the 2015 version.
Sweet drinks.
I
Only Dave was here to read something out of that book. Why don't you go ahead and pick one, Eric?
No, I'm not.
Come on, do it for
I'm
us.
Not going to ruin Post Secrets.
Well, come join the party.
We got this Yahoo over here.
Did you have fun? Ooh, you get the deep. Ooh, you get the deep. So I guess old hanky panky wasn't enough for you, huh?
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't for me.
There we go.
I'm sorry, Dave.
Yeah, exactly. I'm sorry, Dave. We're not going to mess up your book.
He wouldn't give a shit.
You doing Jim Grocery Time in a Bottle?
Yeah. Message in a bottle.
Message
in
a
bottle. Yeah, smells so good.
It does smell good, and I only smelled it.
Wait, I don't have that.
Out of the bottle.
I'm getting raisin on the nose, actually. Maybe because you told me.
Yep, it's Judgment Day.
It's a little tiny
I
burn.
I hope not. Nope. I haven't finished everything I need to do.
Oh, thank you. What do you need to do, Ryan?
Well, if it was Judgment
Day.
Huh? There's a lot I gotta do.
What?
So it's a Belgian. It's a 13.7% Belgian quad.
There's a drop we need. We need the Darth Vader. What?
It's Judgment Day.
What?
Aged in freshly empty bourbon barrels, spiked with liberal.
When somebody
additions.
Doesn't understand what's being talked about. You can play that
cinnamon stick and drop.
What's it from?
There's a drop from Star Wars where Darth Vader goes, "What?" like that. It's pretty classic.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, he goes, "What?"
Let's see if I can find it. Chuck, you want to go ahead and pour me the beer this time, not the water?
Hey, you know what? Shut your mouth.
Do you need some still?
Yeah, I haven't had it.
This guy right here? I've got it, don't worry. Oh, now you're...
Well, I was trying to get it closer to you so you didn't...
The top one.
So they don't add a ton. That's the thing about the Lost Abbey. Barrel aging their beers does not add a ton to their beers. I mean, they're starting with 10.5% beers as it is, and they're just making them 13.5% for God's sake.
This does not taste like a 13.5%.
No, but in its base is Judgment Day is a 10.5% quad, and you know it's still a.
I really like this.
Of course, the cinnamon smells fantastic.
Death Star plans are not in the main.
Holding her is dangerous. Word of this gets out, it could generate sympathy for the rebellion in the Senate.
What?
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 Lord Vader?
He says what so many times in the Star Wars movies, it's ridiculous.
No transmissions were made. Our escape pod was jettisoned during the fighting, but no life forms were aboard.
What? If the rebels have obtained a complete technical readout...
That's not real. That's not real. He said it one time and they've spliced it into everything.
This station is now the ultimate power in the universe. I suggest we use it.
What?
Stupid.
Holy God.
Yeah, yours is way louder than mine, then. It's not
this
that
bad. This is so loud on this. When you're talking, like, up to the microphone.
What?
Princess? Put all sections on alert.
What?
What?
This is like a...
Perhaps she would respond.
It's a mashup, yeah. It's not the way the movie was intentional.
I think it is time to demonstrate the full power of this station.
What?
I grow tired of asking this. So it'll be the last.
Yeah.
Interesting. So he said it one time and they mashed it up for.
Yeah.
That is. I get the raisin in this. I really do.
But Judgment Day is very raisiny as well. I mean, it's just. Yeah. They're. I really go out of. I try to buy one every 2 months, maybe.
Just
a Lost Abbey. Just a Lost Abbey. You know what I mean? They make such damn good beer. They really do.
What?
Oh,
Stone Cold
Christ.
Steve Austin, what?
He had a whole big what thing.
What?
He did for a while.
What?
Here's where Ryan brings his world into ours.
Did you say something?
You know what else he had as a thing?
What are you going to do?
A tucked-in T-shirt into jean fucking shorts and a giant stupid fucking belt. That was also what he had going on.
Hold on, guys. I got the whoa.
Let's hear it.
Just fight.
Whoa. What's the fuss? Tell me what's happening.
Stay away from me, Hank. I know what you have.
Whoa.
No.
There you go.
That's Renee Zellweger, right?
I think you've seen that movie too many times.
Right. There it is, buddy.
Movie. I'm gonna get it.
Whoa. I got you.
What does everybody give this track 8?
Oh, I should probably try it.
I give it. I don't want to work tomorrow.
Oh, fuck.
Raise your hand if you don't want to go to work tomorrow.
I got a meeting in that's 10 all hours.
Of us. So none of us should just go to work. We should just do a drink day, right?
I should call in sick.
So it's going to snow
someday.
What about this weekend's football? New England, is it going to be like a blizzard, or is that Friday? Is that tomorrow?
It's in San Francisco.
Are we talking about football again?
New England?
The Super Bowl is going to be in San Francisco.
I understand that, but...
Is it going to snow?
New York is like blizzard shit, right? I feel like...
No, it's D.C. and all that, so it's not going to affect anywhere where there's... Well, New England might have snow, yeah.
So, Ryan, what are you going to rate it?
It's pretty good.
You want to sit? Yeah.
It is pretty good, isn't it?
Fellow birthday boy, how about you go first?
475. I really enjoy it. The cinnamon is fantastic in this beer, I think.
I'll give you that. I'm vacillating between a 4.5 and a 4.75.
Sure.
The beer father will give it a 4.5.
Sure. I mean, I can completely agree with that as well, but I think the cinnamon just gives it...
Not the raisin. I mean, the raisin with the cinnamon raisin.
Yeah, overall. It gives it that little extra bit. I don't get the chilies very much, though, do you?
No.
No. So the chilies aren't
spice,
in
spice, but it's not hot.
You get a little bit in the throat.
Yeah, you do.
In the throat.
Sure.
But it's a good chili beer, then.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, okay. They're there.
Better or worse than Bomb?
I take Bomb.
Ooh, I'd rather drink this.
I really like Bomb.
Either one of the top two.
Yeah, it's real close. It's a very similar beer. Bomb is a different beer, but the cinnamon in the chili.
4.75. I give Bomb a 4.75 too.
Oh. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Jeez. Hang on. I'm going to get back to it just a second here as I rate my beer.
Badgers? Badgers? We don't need no stinking badgers!
So this is a fairly new badge because I'm on level 2 of the double triple quad? Oh my.
Which one is it?
Double triple in a quad? Oh my.
Oh.
Wow. I've never heard of that one.
Oh my. Maybe I'll get that one too then.
Double, triple, or quad. You can't go wrong with these amazing feats of Belgian-style brewing. Whether you're looking for something light and golden or dark and boozy, one of these will do the trick. That's 10 different beers with the style of double, triple, or quad. Mm. Try 5 or more for level 3.
Is that a new badge, then?
It's a newish badge, for sure, because I only got 2 of them.
Yeah.
And I've drank plenty of doubles, triples, and quads.
Oh, boy.
You leaving, bro?
He gone.
He gone. Wow. I'll wrap this shit up.
What happened?
Wrap this shit up.
I think I'm going to give it a 4.75.
Wow.
It's going to give an overall 4.75.
That was good.
How about that Bourbon County? I see a lot of it.
Bourbon.
You can keep looking.
In what county?
I don't see it anymore.
90210.
I do. I mean, if you guys really want
to... You were the magician. It was like, it's gone.
It was kind of like...
check, please!
Exactly. So what are we doing for your birthday?
I don't know. We can go to Chicago and hang out. And I'll crash in a hotel room.
There was one talk at one point about going into Chicago and going to a beercade.
Yeah, we could do that. We could
what?
Going to a beercade.
Is that like Dave and Buster's?
No, better.
Yeah, there's 3.
I can get better than Dave and Buster's.
Better arcade games, better beer.
Yes.
Did not know this.
Yeah.
20. Secrets.
There's a couple in town.
It's a real thing?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Yeah, there's Logan Square. There's Headquarters.
Yeah. Headquarters is pretty baller.
Yeah.
I mean, they got Mortal Kombat Mondays and shit. I mean, there's 20 taps.
Really?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
more comment Mondays.
And the cool thing about
Tekken
these
Tuesdays.
The cool thing tournament. About these beercades in Chicago is each of the machines is set up with cup holders. So when you walk up with your can or pint glass, there's a hole in the machine to physically hold your beer while you're playing, and then you can take a drink while you're pausing in between.
Does the game have beer pauses so you can sip? like 30 seconds? No. It'd be so badass.
No, old school games are not forgiving like that.
Yeah, well, in between think series. About a game like Galaga.
Yeah.
You know, where you got that pause in between levels, you could grab your glass, take a drink, and set it back down again.
Yeah, but you and there would be a cup holder right there. Picked.
Right. So, that was the thought, because we'd been talking about doing it for a very long time. Yeah. So.
That or... I mean, I also don't mind hanging out at the house. Gina said that Kryptonite, there's a beer crafting, where you craft crap with beer.
Love that music.
Reminds me of Chuck.
We can all just video go hang out at Oasis and drink whatever good shit they have.
That works too. There's also at Kryptonite, craft beer crafting. So you're drinking craft beer and doing stuff with beer. Bottles and labels.
Like Pinterest.
Yes, and caps and beer caps and whatnot.
That's kind of a cool idea.
Yeah, so they're having a craft beer crafting thing going on at the same time.
Convince the fiance on that one.
But yeah, I'm
some beer cap earrings out of it or something.
I'm so freaking.
I got a bunch of Founders ones right now.
I'm pretty not. When it comes to that shit. You know what I want to do? I want to hang out with friends and drink beer.
Yep.
That's ultimately what I want to do. And
I'm out. No, I'm kidding.
Any part of that is cool with me. Last year we did the Big Lebowski at my house.
I was going to say we need to double check your Ice Hog schedule.
When's the actual date? 5th, right?
First weekend in February, yes.
Is your actual. So you got 6th, 7th.
Yeah.
They got nothing.
Ooh.
I am wide open.
Beautiful.
Friday? Oh, no, I'm not open Friday on your actual Saturday, birthday. I'm Sunday. Open Saturday, Sunday, though.
So what?
Not that you're planning around me.
What headquarters? Lakeview or River North?
I don't know. I don't know which one's closer.
Yeah, which one's better is the question.
Or are we going to Logan Square? Or are we going somewhere where they have Killer Queen? Because we've talked about that, too.
So we're going downtown.
We're talking about it, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Ooh, see, look
maybe
at this.
Local, I'm
2016, down. Jesus, this just screams, producer Ryan. There's a viewing party on January 24th at 7 p.m. with no cover. Free pizza, bucket specials.
And what are we viewing?
$5 beers, special giveaways.
What movie?
It's not a movie. What is happening on January 24th?
I know the Blues are at the Blackhawks in Chicago.
No, you should know what's going on.
I honestly have no idea.
You, out of all people, should know
what's going on. A viewing party?
Yes. For January 24th. Look up at January 24th.
Dave's finally releasing his movie, The Devil's Spittoon. And he didn't invite the camera guy? I don't know. I have no idea. I can't. I've had too many beers to even think.
Well, I thought you might look it up on your phone.
No, I don't have that kind of energy.
The Royal Rumble.
Oh, I've already. Yeah, see, I'll think of that on Sunday, though. Yeah. Like,
so they right now on tap, they got Golden Tuna as Azaka.
Half acre.
Yep, Azaka. Cherry Stout. Less is More. Here Goes Nothing. Barrel Aged Cider. There's some good stuff. Well, if Eric doesn't want any,
who's saying yes?
I would have some.
I'll drink some if you open it.
Eric will have a sip.
Mm-hmm. We'll drink it off the air.
That's fine.
Drink it off the air?
Yeah.
When are we going to do an official rating?
We'll get there. Yeah.
Okay. So this can't be opened with a decapper either. Because
please send
your... the first one on the air.
Please send your birthday wishes to Chuck.
Yes, happy birthday, Chuck, you jackass.
At Beer with Friends Podcast on Instagram. At BWF Podcast on Twitter. What's your handle, Chuck? We'll just throw it out there. We'll see how many hits you get.
For what?
For Twitter and Instagram.
I have no Twitter handle. I have no Facebook handle.
Your Instagram is?
I believe I have a MySpace, but I couldn't tell you what it was.
You have Instagram, I know that.
I do have an Instagram. Hang on, I'm on my
way.
Is it at
Chuck Beaver?
How do I find that out?
He's hopped up Beeve on Beer Advocate.
Yeah, it's just Chuck Beaver. I believe it is Chuck Beaver.
Chuck Beaver.
It's Chuck Beaver.
So send him a message at Chuck Beaver. Follow him.
Send me a message.
Yeah.
Follow
give
me.
Give him some well wishes.
You know what you should tell him?
I like your beard.
Exactly.
He would love it.
A nice beard.
He would love it.
Yes. So,
and happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Chuck.
Thank you.
Thank you for picking such delicious beers.
Well, thank you for pouring them.
You did.
For
you
your
left not one
podcast
one
celebration.
But I think this...
The KBS is nice.
This is
going
to go on the wall.
That's fine.
Or the display case with our other fives.
Yep.
This is our first of 2016 and our sixth overall five.
Perfect. Nice.
Interesting, right?
What's your favorite five?
you actually can vote on that in the D2R Awards, the third annual D2R Awards. That's
KBS will be on there.
Those five will be up there for choice of best or favorite five of those fives.
Where do I go to do this?
For best beer.
It'll be coming up in...
That'll be airing sometime in March.
March, yeah.
And by the time everybody's hearing this, you all should be getting ballots to vote on.
Yeah. Nice.
Roughly for every category.
We'll have physical ballots and there'll be a... on the Facebook page, you'll be able to look at.
Possibly.
Can I vote?
That's what we're hoping for.
Can I vote Dennis is a penis award?
We're at a cutoff point on categories.
Damn it.
Dennis is up for a few. I guess you could snub him. You got beef. But
well, see, that's the funny thing about the Oscars. Everyone's trying to be like me because I haven't watched that shit in fucking forever. Because fuck the Oscars.
Well, don't fuck the D2R Awards that are coming up in a month.
Exactly.
We didn't
snub black people in the D2R Awards.
Is there a category for loudest?
The black co-host,
exactly.
See, the problem I have with the Oscars is they've snubbed good movies forever.
Yes, that's true.
That's the issue.
Yeah. Well, they shouldn't shit on every action movie that just because a fucking action movie.
Fast and the Furious does not deserve to win.
I agree with that.
No, but it's not even that. But as much acclaim as Straight Outta Compton got, somebody should have gotten a nomination for at least supporting actor.
Right.
And then you've got the main actor for Creed. You know, the main character for Creed should have been...
That sucks.
I agree.
That band sucks, absolutely. But the guy
fucking comedian, Private Joker.
The guy that played Creed's son should have been up for an Oscar for his performance because everybody says it's an amazing movie. I still want to see it.
Hollow Creed. Yes, that Creed. Geez, I'm sorry.
How do you nominate Stone for supporting actor but not the man himself?
Yeah, but that was
there's going to be a sequel. That's why.
Well, personally,
there's going to be a huge snub of the African American community. Period. There's going to be no black people at the Oscars. Period.
Can
I'm sorry.
I just say they don't watch anyway, so it doesn't really matter.
Yeah, the community at large, but I'm talking about the actual celebrity African American. None of them are coming this year.
Good. Well, they shouldn't.
Well, they're not being nominated, so I mean,
not a single one of them.
But let's be honest, they've had enough attention for 2015.
Oh boy.
Wow.
If you have any problems, please email.
How dare you say that?
Dare you, man?
No, you're just being a jerk on purpose.
Can we agree that they had enough attention for the last 8 years?
And what?
Moving on.
I like how he engages it.
I didn't know what you're talking about. What happened the last 8 years? What's the last
Happy
eight
birthday,
years?
Chuck.
Thank you.
What happened the last 8 years specifically?
And Stallone was a freaking...
We had Barack Obama as president.
Oh, Ferguson.
they had plenty of attention, and yes, their lives matter, but so do white lives.
Everyone's lives.
Should we just wrap it up before?
Oh, yeah, I'm not going to talk about this at all.
See, that's what's funny is he engaged, and once he realized.
He's like, wait a minute, I'm
on
here.
Shit.
Hang on.
He's trying to start controversy.
Yeah.
So, anyways, you got a beard oil coming out, Eric.
Yeah.
In like less than 30 days.
Yeah, in March.
What's it called?
Man juice.
I like your beard.
That's what it's called.
Man juice.
No, it's called that. No, it's not what it's called.
I like man juice.
Dude, it's like a fist bump.
It's called I like your beard.
It's called
man juice. Is pretty funny.
No. Man juice is what you make in the bathroom on your own.
Urination?
Exactly. The more you know.
Station?
It's called I like your beard.
Okay.
And it will be available on phoenixbeardoils.com.
Yeah.
And if you use the promo code D2R, you will get 10% off on your order. So order
some I like your beard.
And you can get 10% off and a free gift.
What about free shipping?
I will free ship my
there
badges.
There is no free shipping.
Well, look at it this way. Your 10% off covers your shipping.
Pretty much.
So.
Where does it ship from?
Well, for you, it's...
From the Midwest.
He could probably hand deliver it and save you exactly.
Okay, okay.
But
it's
for people
Phoenix.
That...
Here's the thing, Chad.
No,
you
Phoenix
have,
isn't the location.
Phoenix
it's
is
a
the
brand.
Name. Yes, it's a brand.
And here's the thing, Chad. Okay. You would have to grow a beard in order to enjoy Phoenix Beard Oils.
It is a Phoenix, not the city of...
Yes. It's not coming from Phoenix.
Right.
It's a bird that regenerates itself.
So when you're ready to step
like
into
beard,
manhood and grow a real beard...
Yeah. Just you need a beard.
Know.
If you have it's body
a
hair,
a
be it anywhere. Honestly, head, balls, ass, back, chest.
What the hell just happened?
Legs.
Do you have any hairy spots like that you want to smell well? That's what we're talking about.
I can smear some of my ass.
Yeah, absolutely.
If you want.
On my chest.
It'll make it smell good and shine.
Honestly, if you're one of these guys that's like walking around at the beach... Not that we have beaches around here at this time of year, but you can put some on your chest and then, like, you know.
Smell amazing.
Yeah.
You occasionally see me at a beach.
And your hair will be it's healthy and
beach whale.
Washed ashore.
That's kind of
what
me
I,
too.
It's about what I look like.
It's okay. Who gives a shit, right?
Otherwise, if you want to help support the podcast, you can go to theairyman.com.
Yes.
And click on the sponsor banner.
Sponsor tab. Which takes you to the Amazon banner.
Where you can buy anything Amazon offers, and a portion of that sale will go to the D2R network, which also helps support the Beer with Friends podcast.
Mm-hmm.
So.
We got to get Chad hooked up.
Yeah.
He buys really expensive books and
textbooks.
We could have got part of that. You should return it and then rebuy it after you've clicked
you
the
could banner. In our ship. It's too late.
Damn it.
It's not, is it?
Yeah, it's too late. I'd have to ship it back on my own nickel.
Oh, I'll give you our UPS account at work.
Just so we can get the, $9?
3%, yeah. I'll keep that in mind. I mean, really, I'll do
well, I know. I think it starts at 6%, so it's not, I mean, it's not bad.
Six?
It's not, yeah, 6% is, I think,
jeez,
where we
you
start.
You make a fortune off me.
Yeah. Well, you got to
buy a lot on Amazon.
Do you
I mean,
need to write
lot.
The stuff down, the info, to how to get there?
You hear about the numbers they talk about Prime? Yeah, I help those numbers. I mean, that's where we buy most of our shit.
Yeah, you're a key asset then. Since you don't listen,
to
you should
what?
At least listen to the podcast.
Oh, we're doing a podcast?
Oh, yeah, that's why you have headphones and a microphone.
So here we go. Don't be like Chad. Help the podcast out and make sure
he's
going to
at least
follow
click
the,
in
links.
The banner.
Yes, I will.
Exactly. So
your income's going to triple.
I hope.
Thank you, Chuck, for having your birthday. Happy birthday again.
Thank you, guys.
Oh, fuck.
Thank you for living another year so we can celebrate you.
So, another one will be good. Let's try that again.
Yes.
Cross your fingers. Go Arizona
to die.
In the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I think so.
And thank you once again for listening to the Beer with Friends podcast. And drink well, drink craft. Cheers.
Been listening to the D2R Podcast Network, brought to you by Dream to Reality Entertainment. If you haven't already, please subscribe to the D2R Podcast Network on iTunes, give us a rating, and leave us a comment. We'd really appreciate it. Your word of mouth is our only advertising, so please do us a solid. Share us with everyone you know. Thanks for listening.